And coming up at the end of the month, the 27th of February, it's a Sunday, and it will be the next Lock Cup, the Oak Bank of the West Coast. And Craig McGlashan joins us to talk all about it. Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening with the Lock Cup this year? Plenty of great sponsors returning.
Yes, we have a great list of sponsors. They've supported us again. It's the 56th Lock Cup. We have a few protocols that we have to adhere to because of COVID, but we believe that we got around it last year, and I do believe we'll get around it quite well this year.
It is a six-race card. Very much looking forward to the fact that there's something there for pretty much all runners, whether it's sprinters or the stayers.
Yes, depending on nominations, but there's a good list of races there to suit all classes of horses, and some very good prizes too. The sponsorship has been very good. We're very pleased with it.
Of course, that you do have the best dress prizes, but there's another element as well. It's not just the best dress this year.
No, it's hats and millinery and quite a few prizes there as well. The men, of course, they don't get missed out nowadays. They can front up and look their best. So there's something there to cater for everyone. We're going to cater for the kids as well. And, of course, it's all well known that, Lock, you never go hungry.
No, that's exactly right. So plenty of great feeding opportunities on course?
Absolutely, yes. The lads are doing their fish and chips. There's also the same caterer as we had last year, and they put up a marvellous spread. There's going to be plenty of lubrication, for want of a better word. And, of course, you can't bring your own. But there's the pop-up pins bar, which we tried last year, and it worked very well. It was very popular all day. And so we're going to try that again.
Speaking this morning with Craig McGlashan about the 56th Lock Cup running on Sunday, the 27th of February at the Lock Racecourse. And Craig, as you say, it is going to be a great day for the whole family. What will be on offer for the kids?
There's a bouncing castle, sand pit, ride-on toys and everything like that. We had a similar scenario of that at our Lock Christmas party, street party, and it worked very well. So they're trying it at the races this year. But there's something there pretty much for all of... There's a hobby horse races as well. There's something there for all the ages.
And when do we expect gates to open on Sunday the 27th of February?
11 a.m. and the first race is 12:45, 1 p.m. depending on what TRSA to pick. But other than that, you're going to need to be double vaxxed, but you don't have to prove that at the gate. You just come in and there'll be checks. So really, just make sure you've got evidence that you've been vaxxed, because that's what TRSA say. But you don't have to do it at the gate. You just come in, you just pay at the gate.
And there will also be the Bunny Bus providing local pick-up and drop-off, is that right?
Yeah, Bunny Bus is going to be operating, absolutely. That'll be later down the track. We'll have pick-up points and the timelines, but definitely we've secured the bus for the day.
Very much looking forward to the Lock Cup running on Sunday the 27th of February. $15 for adults, kids under 16 get in free. Craig McGlashan, it's going to be a great day. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yes, and I'll just mention we had about 80 odd mil of rain out there last week, so perfect for what we're wanting to put on.